We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and a very special segment here as we get ready to celebrate a big anniversary this weekend in Manhattan, and really globally. Got Jim Sharp. He's a World War II veteran, fought in the Battle of the Bulge, and I'll start with him first. Jim, welcome. You guys have a big anniversary this Saturday.
We certainly do. It's the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. The reunion is at the American Legion, and it will be 8:30 to 2 p.m. There's a GI lunch. All veterans get in free, others by donation, and everyone's welcome, and it's sponsored by American Legion Riders.
All right, and you've brought some guests with you here today from the American Legion, Barry Maples.
Yes, sir. I'm the commander at the Legion, and I'm also an American Legion rider. We've been sponsoring the Battle of the Bulge for the last 10 years, assisting them with a location, meals, and everything of that way, and that's pretty much how we just keep supporting them through this whole event.
All right, and I've also got in studio Bob Smith from the Fort Riley Museums, and I imagine you're going to have some interesting items on display.
Yes, we are. We put a display up. We've been working with the Battle of the Bulge folks, participating with them for about 10 years, maybe even more, I'm thinking. But it's a great group. What we really enjoy is meeting with the vets, getting their stories. This is history in action here at this event. These folks can relay their experiences in the Second World War and the Battle of the Bulge, particularly.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, you know, the Battle of the Bulge was one of the last fights in the war, and it was one of the deadliest as well.
Yes, it was. It was the Battle of the Bulge was the largest battle that American forces fought in World War II. It was fought in Belgium and Luxembourg in the Ardennes Forest, and a lot of the time there was a raging blizzard. So it was pretty uncomfortable for combat infantrymen on the front line, and it was also, the area it was fought in was primarily the Ardennes Forest over an 85-mile front.
I remember going to this event last year and hearing the stories, and that's really the part that gets you the most. I get emotional thinking about it, and I wasn't even there. But hearing these stories, it's a tearjerker.
Yes, there's a lot of stories, and a lot of people whose father or grandfather was in it didn't take time to talk to them about it, and now it's lost, but some of them come back to a program like this and learned a lot more about what happened.
So tell us kind of how the day will unfold on Saturday.
Well, of course, there will be registration. There will be a flag salute and a posting of the colors. And there will be at some point, and that we haven't figured all the details out, but there will be a panel discussion of veterans of the Battle of the Bulge, led by Bob Smith over there, who can probably tell you more about it. But it'll be a discussion and a question and answer period after that discussion takes place.
Okay, so Bob, you led it last year too, if I remember.
I did. I've got to come up with new questions though for these guys. But we will have questions and answers and then audience participation where they are given the opportunity to question the veterans. And we also, and I'm not going to tell Jim this, but Fort Riley has a very special event planned at that. It's going to be a surprise for him, but we have a little something for all the veterans, the World War II veterans that attend.
Great. And, you know, unfortunately, there's going to be less and less here as time goes on. Maybe can you tell us some of the guests that will be showing up?
Well, yes. One of our guests that's going to be on the panel discussion is a former prisoners of war, Julius Siebert from out here around Westmoreland. He'll be on there, and I will be on there, as will Malcolm Strum, who was he was an officer in the hospital that was following the troops to take care of the injuries of those soldiers who were wounded in action. So, and there will be others, although our membership is certainly declining over the last few years, and we've had discussions on whether this is the last reunion or whether we're going to have any more.
I say go as long as you can.
Well, some of them might be coming from rest homes and other places, but all of us are in our middle 90s, mm-hmm. so we're not getting any younger.
Right. Well, you know, I can speak for myself here. It's always, I remember going to that event last year, and I called my mom and dad, and I told them, I said, look what I got to do today. I got to see some folks, some true heroes, and, you know, the what an opportunity it is for a lot of folks. I really encourage people to go. Great photo opportunity, because you guys all get together and take a nice photo together.
Yes, we do, but it's going to be a limited number.
Yeah. Well, it's a special event for sure. Let's take a quick break. I want to come back and talk a little bit more about what people will see on Saturday at this event. We're chatting here with Jim Sharp, Barry Maples, and Bob Smith, News Radio KMAN.